Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from May the 1st, 2023. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ. Dorsey Wright. Taking a look at Friday's performance, generally it was a positive one. Crude led the way to the upside, up over 2%. Didn't see its chart impacted, though. We saw the S&P equal weight lead the way to the upside for U.S. equities, up over 1% there, along with the Russell 2000. Only thing in negative territory for Friday was EFA, developed markets, and just eked its way into negative territory, down 4 basis points there. For the month of April, we wrapped up our fourth month of the year, first month of the second quarter. We saw international equities lead the way to the upside, although we saw EFA down or flat on Friday. It led the way to the upside for the month of April. We also saw the Dow lead the way for U.S. equities, as we saw another large cap dominant month there, and crude in positive territory as well. Really the notable negatives, we saw EEM emerging markets draw back during the month of April, and we also saw small caps pull back notably, while most U.S. equity indexes ended up in positive territory for the month. Taking a look at the chart of the S&P 500, still maintains that column of X's there at 4160. Still see pretty notable resistance here. Move above 4180 would break a spread triple top there and also match the prior rally high from February this year. It's going to be another pretty big earnings week this week. We've already seen quite a bit of market action. At least we see U.S. equity index is down this morning on news of the takeover of First Republic Corporation or First Republic Bank. And we will obviously see how that transpires throughout the rest of the day. But see, U.S. equity index is in negative territory. But to go along with that, it's another earnings week, another big earnings week. And we'll talk about a few technical pictures that we see reporting tomorrow, some that is, as well as some that we would just keep an eye on. The first one being Pfizer PFE. It's one for five. Or the reason we talk about it is it's trading here at multi-year lows. So a positive reaction or a reversal back index is someone we may look to step away, as the stock has really traded much lower for the past year and not really giving you much other than a yield. So if you got a reversal back index, this may look to step away there. Further move lower, violate support there at 38. Another low attribute name that we would maybe keep an eye on, but we saw some positive reaction out of GM last week. That's also going to be Ford Motor Company. It's F. It's a zero for Fiverr right now. Reverse down last week and sitting here at support at 1150. We keep an eye on it. We have seen it make lower tops generally, but we've also not seen it move below this 1150 range. When you start to see that at some point, you got to see a breakout one direction or another, almost forming somewhat of a triangle pattern. But nonetheless, we did see some positive reaction out of GM, so we potentially keep an eye out for that. A potential reversal would occur with a move above 13. A move above 1350 would bring Ford back into positive trend, but again, also keep an eye on support there at $11 for Ford. Another stock that we would look out for reporting tomorrow is going to be Simon Property Group, SPG. It's a four for fiver. Recently moved to a sell signal back in March with a lot of that market action, has rebounded back to the middle of the trading band, but would keep an eye on this one, as we've seen generally real estate stocks struggle for much of the past month or so. And now, again, sitting here at the middle of the trading band, but we'll keep an eye on support there at 102, as well as the bullish support line here at 99. And if those who some who may decide to potentially trade it, if you were to, would look at the top of the trading band there at 130, 132 range. But also, again, it has earnings upcoming tomorrow as well. Another one with earnings upcoming tomorrow showing a positive technical picture is going to be Starbucks, SBUX. It's a four for fiver. The reason we discuss it is it's rallied up to a new 52-week high here recently, sitting there in overbought territory at 114, possible protective put candidate if you were to own the stock right now, and with support here at 98, 97, sort of in the high 90s. So possible protective put candidate there out of Starbucks. Not as extended as one might, as some other technical pictures, but if you are looking to protect a little potential downside for Starbucks, could look to it as a protective put candidate. But overall, probably the best technical picture of the stocks that we'll look at. And again, it has earnings upcoming tomorrow. Did want to bring up the fact that Apple is reporting this week. It isn't tomorrow, but is is upcoming on Thursday. It is a 5 for 5er, still sits in a column of X's at this time, still sitting there at 168 after it completed its third consecutive buy signal. We keep an eye out for it because at this point, resistance lies at 176 as well as all the way up to there to 182. So we'd look to it, and it is in what we would call fairly actual territory, but would look to tip pause with earnings upcoming this week, possibly. And we keep an eye on support there at 160 as well as 156. But those are just some of the technical pictures we wanted to talk about with earnings upcoming. Again, we see U.S. equity in futures a little bit lower this morning on the news of FRC being taken over by regulators, but we will see how that transpires throughout the rest of the week. But as always, if you have any particular questions about a chart you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their week.